for us.
Let's check in live on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com.
Hey, we're back at West Kentucky ATV. Sally, we'll visit with Parker Jennings again, our ag advisor here, and talk a little bit about what he's doing here in his role in the Caldwell County FFA as well, and what how you got to this spot. How did you decide you wanted to become an ag teacher?
I was an active FFA member back in Marshall County throughout high school. I really enjoyed my ag teachers, meeting people, and just kind of decided that it's what I really enjoyed doing. Like, nothing else seemed like it was exciting to me, but teaching seemed excited, being able to share agriculture and share some of the experiences my ag teachers helped me to gain with younger students, and being able to share that. And hopefully I'm doing all right at it. I feel like I am most days, but
I think you guys really do a great job trying to prepare students for the work world and for the world, whether it be agriculture. And you have so many students today that aren't traditional ag students. They're not going to go back into agriculture, but they can have an ag or feel a lot related to that somewhat.
Yeah, absolutely. No matter what, you're going to wake up and you're going to put a shirt on and have something to eat. And all of that traces back to agriculture. My ag business classes, my ag issues class, I really try to push that maybe they're not going to be a farmer, but they're going to be an informed consumer. Being able to know where their food comes from, being able to read a label and know what's in it, not kind of fall for some people's marketing tips at sometimes. But it, no matter what you do, whether you're going to be a banker, or you're going to be a doctor, ag is going to influence your life in one way or another.
Exactly right. So as far as working with some businesses like West Kentucky ATVs, I mean, obviously Cole's got his SEE here as their business, but you have a lot of great businesses around Princeton that work with you to help your students have co-op opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say a lot of that is just because we've got such great kids. We've kind of got a reputation of having students that when they show up, they're going to work. They're not just going to be a leech to a paycheck, or they're not just going to be in the way. We have students who co-op at like Hudson Ag. We have some that work at the elementary school, helping with some of their students. And all of that's because of our good students and them being able to be self-sufficient. When you go to co-op, I'm not standing there over them telling them what to do. Like, they have to be their own grown-up. And I'm really proud of our students that we hardly ever have any kind of an issue.
And that's so important in the work world, too, because a lot of times you can have an education, but if you have the experience, that goes a long way for getting a career or a job out in the work person.
Yeah. During college, I managed at a place, and sometimes showing up was half the battle. If you can get these kids to show up, even sometimes if they don't have the skills yet, you can teach somebody the skills, but they've got to want to be there, and it does make a difference.
For sure. Doing a great job working to prepare students at Caldwell County FFA. You guys have had, I'm sure like everybody else, a lot of your FFA week activities have been postponed and probably going to move in next week, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Our degree ceremony we were supposed to have, where we celebrate our freshman members and some of our older ones getting their chapter degrees, it got canceled Tuesday night, so we're going to move it to the 13th of this next month. Some of our other fun dress-up days or something, I'm sure the kids will have something to do this next week to be able to make up for it. But we'll see. The kids run it. I just show up.
And that's good, though. But you have good, great leaders in your officers. I know Daniel's the president, Daniel Arant, and he's got a lot of ladies working with him. And as the ladies keep him straight, they crack the whip over there.
They do crack the whip. And they let me know when he's not doing what he's supposed to.
They were giving him, when we were Farm Bureau Tuesday, and they were giving him a tough time. I didn't really feel bad for him. He was taking it pretty well.
Sometimes you're at risk. When you're around that group of girls, like, if you're not doing what they're telling you, you're at risk.
Cole, as an officer, that's what you got to look forward to. So, you know, they can be tough on you. The ladies can be tough on you, can't they?
He's agreeing, isn't he? He is agreeing.
We're going back to talk with our friends here at West Kentucky ATVs. A little bit about some of the things they do. Obviously, their partnership here with the FFA to work here as well. And so, a lot of history. You guys kind of grew up in the FFA. Both of you did. And, you know, I think pretty neat. We won't let you tell all the FFA stories, but you had a good experience in the FFA, Michelle.
Yes. Many of my stories cannot be aired. But yeah, we were just saying, you know, we picked up a lot of skills being a part of the FFA and some of the programs that they offered. And like Mr. Jennings said, lots of work ethic and things like that are learned when you get to just, you know, get out of a classroom and put your hands to work, and you just pick up a lot of great skills.
As a business owner, how important is that for you when a student or comes to co-op or comes to work with you here to know they have those kind of skills and know they'll show up on time?
It's the most important thing. If you're not here, there's it's no good. So yeah, it's the most important thing, and a hard work ethic. And we're excited. Cole, he's here with us every day, and we can really see the fruits of him building that same work ethic and what he does for us every day.
I like his enthusiasm and his future plans. I mean, he's got a plan. He wants to go for it. I like that.
Yeah, he does. He's very responsible, and he's very hardworking, and he puts in a ton of work for us here and also for his SAE, and he really enjoys what he does, and it shows.
You know, and to have that skill to be able to do the work he does here for you guys and for folks, for your customers, that's important to have that, because service is key to making a great business.
It is. And just being able to, you know, make promises to customers and be able to keep them is everything in business, and being somebody that your customers can rely on. So it all just goes hand in hand.
West Kentucky ATVs, great folks. We'll come back and talk one more time. We'll talk about some of the accessories you guys have, and we'll remind folks about the ATVs you have as well and what they can find here when they do business with you. West Kentucky ATV, we're on WPKY, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM.